Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up There Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 13th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 12 cents, closing at 442. Just for a note, December corn was only up 7.25 cents. The spread gained almost 5 cents here today, but it was still a good close for 55.75 on the Dease corn. July beans up a dime, 888. July wheat up 9.25, 535.5. All commodities, the July contracts were within 0.75 cents of their highs of the day. So pretty strong action here, obviously good fund buying. I still think the funds are short. 50, 60,000 contracts of beans, I still think they're short. The better part of 50,000 oil, maybe 40,000 oil, somewhere in that range. So I think we can see more buying here. The funds are only long maybe after today, 140,000 contracts of corn, somewhere in that range. So I think there's more buying opportunities out here. I think these markets can move higher. December corn made a new contract high here today. These are the highest prices we've seen on December corn in 4 years. July corn, we needed to close over 445 or to trade over 445 for a new high. We closed at 442. The high was 442.75. So we're 3 cents under that double top high we made back in May of 2018. But I thought these were good closes all the way around. The beans are about 6 cents away from a new high for this leg of the move. Let's take a look at July wheat real quick. This is the highest close we've seen on July wheat really since the end of January. The January highs, looks like it's 540.25, so we're about 7 cents away from making a new high for the year. But these markets are responding, obviously, to the wet weather. We're looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain, literally from Arkansas and Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and parts of Kentucky and Tennessee as well. And then I think there's more rain coming in back of that. So obviously we're doing some damage out here. I don't think we really know how bad it is till at least the July reports. And, you know, as I've always said, we tend to make contract highs the last Friday of the month. That's 2 weeks away yet. So I still think we've got more opportunity to move this thing higher, and maybe substantially so. So at any rate, these markets look good. The only thing that I really think that could turn this thing around to the downside on a hard way would be some kind of presidential tweet. But let's hope we don't see that. So again, you know, I believe fundamentally and technically these markets can move higher. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.